Good morning, and thank you for joining us today as we commit to supporting your life journey as you build your spiritual consciousness in knowing the truth of your being. Your commitment to this journey empowers you to become your infinite self. This morning, let us begin with the prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Now, in today's video, Happiness Exists Within You, Jane will expand on her explanation of the third eye and broaden our understanding of how our lives are contained in our karma. Let's go.
Hi, here I am. We're on our journey and we're on it together. It's wonderful when we can feel that oneness with each other and know that we're all taking steps together. Some of you are all over the world and you're listening to my video and you are in step with us. I may be in Florida, but I'm sitting with you in Holland, Europe, Asia, wherever you are, I am with you. So thank you for joining me and participating in this spiritual adventure. Well, I got some emails from some of you wondering about that third eye. And I want to address that because if one of you is questioning, there's probably a bunch of you that would like to know this answer. And the third eye that I've asked you to work on to develop the intuitive part of your nature, and it is indeed part of your nature, is right here. It begins right here right in this area, and it can even be in the arch of your nose and so forth. It's an energy force. So now that you have tried the little Vicks or the ice cube or whatever across here, you will find that this whole area is part of that center of the third eye, the intuitive, the greater energy pattern that envelops your whole beingness. So you are connecting directly to your higher self. As you are working with this intuitive self, it is connected to that out-of-body higher self or your soul and to all the masters who have gone on this trip in other lifetimes that have mastered and are God realized. Now you are on that same journey and they are so excited to help you on your journey. But this part of you has to be very well developed, your third eye, so that you can connect with that higher wisdom. It's a higher wisdom that knows what's coming around the corner that you can't see because you're limited. But when you're in your higher self, the intuitive part of you can see over here and can adjust things, make the decisions that will support you in not getting yourself in more karma. Yes, more karma. Creating more karma for yourself. In other words, picking up something that is not in the best interest of your soul. I have a karmic ball, and I've shown you so very, very many times my karmic ball. But your whole life is contained in your karma. Everything you're doing now is part of past life decisions. Yes, did you hear me? Past life decisions. So whatever is going on in your life, it was a decision that your soul made to take care of this lifetime. It can be your children. It can be the job you're in. All of that, all of the things that are happening, even the neighborhood you're living in. Maybe you have karma with some of those people. Maybe you don't. And if you don't, you'll find that you don't pay attention to your neighbor. Or it's just, hi, how are you? And you both go your own ways. But if it's a karmic neighborhood that you're going into, you're going to find a lot of other people that you feel akin to. That's karma. You feel a heartfelt feeling. Oh, I want to get to know that neighbor. Well, you know that your intuitive self is saying that neighbor is somebody you've been with before, because you automatically, before you even know them, you have this feeling for. So as we develop our intuition, we are intuitively going to know that this neighbor has been in our life before, and we are here to support each other in some way and embrace it. Or the neighbor down the street, boy, I can't stand that person. Oh, wow. Oh, they've obviously been with me before and we haven't gotten along. I want to stay clear. That is the moment in time when you do your journaling and you journal about that neighbor. Your intuitive self will help you to make very wise decisions, because it knows what's coming around the corner and what you have to do. And if you have given your karma to God, your higher self, to untangle the mess that you have here, you will be inner directed to walk around things that could trip you up. Trip you up. So you see that there's many, many advantages to developing this third eye. A lot of psychics say, you know, they get stuck in just reading the third eye stuff and getting into the phenomena of things. That's not what you want to do. You don't want the phenomena of the third eye. You want the spiritual part of you to develop, to help you to move through things you need to move through, not get caught up in the phenomena of that third eye. When I was working with my third eye, I began to see things and understand things about people and read their aura and all kinds of stuff. And I thought, oh, yay, I made it. I am so excited. I made it. Look what I can do. My little spiritual ego got really, really fat. I'd given up my other ego, but my spiritual ego was putting its little nose into my life. And my out-of-body teacher said to me, in no certain terms, do not get caught up in phenomena, Miss Jane. That's just an aspect of you, but it's not who you truly are. Yes, use your intuitive self to intuit what we want you to learn and to see and to move your consciousness, but do not get caught up in phenomena and do readings for people There's a lot of people that are doing those kind of things, and that's not your job. Your job is to move beyond so that you can work in the best interest of your soul, but eventually help other souls to work in the best interest of their soul. We see so many people who believe, and you know them, that believe that their happiness comes from things outside. I can't say this loud enough or clear enough. Oh, if I have a new car, if I had this, a new relationship. Just look at the outside things that you think are going to make you happy. And I'm going to challenge you to write those things down. What makes me happy? Oh, a new car, a new dress, a new pair of shoes. What makes me happy? Oh, and when I had to look at that for myself, I realized that there was the outside that was making me happy, and if I got them, it was short-lived. Short-lived. And I was back in the soup again, wanting something else. I decided that wasn't where I wanted my heart and soul to be. I wanted it to be inner-directed. The Center for Enlightenment is within you. Jesus said that. Buddha says it. Baba Mahababa says it. Oh, I can list them all that said it's within you. Everything is within you. And then things will be added that you need third dimensionally because you need them to, you need a car to drive. But it's not because it's going to make me happy to have a sports car. But it's here because perhaps it's a moment in time and space when you can relax into something that is perfect for you to drive, or perfect person in your life that will support and love you the way you need to be loved and supported. And they challenge you. And you challenge them spiritually to move forward. So everything has a price tag on it. Yep. The spiritual aspect has its own price tag. And when I say price tag, what am I saying to you? I am saying it costs something. It costs something. If you want to spiritually advance, it costs you dedicating yourself to getting it into meditation, developing that intuitive self, developing your spiritual strength and courage to go beyond where you have ever gone in any other lifetime, because this is your lifetime to master or to become more spiritually aware, and your next lifetime, boom, you're ready to really go into another phase of spiritual development. But no matter who you are right now, no matter at what point you are, if you're an advanced student or a beginner, all these same truths lie at your feet. And you can, the price tag will be that you will have to put some dedication in. You will have to put some energy in it. And you'll have to put some love in it and support yourself in a new way. For all this time, you've been supporting this little teeny I and all this little wants. Support the big I, the I am presence within you. Support that. Give it the honor and respect that it deserves. Don't be less than who you are, because you are a divine being with all the aspects of God, but you're blinded to it because you're in a little tiny I that is so So I don't know what word to use. So developed to watch its own little tiny self and make decisions for this little tiny self. Let the big I make decisions. And guess where it'll take you? It'll take you right out of the third dimension and help you to become fourth dimensionally conscious. Jesus, the Father and I are one. The Father and I are one. What's he saying here? He's saying that I in you is one with God. But you have to get rid of the little I that judges and wants things for me, 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 me. And I talked about this a couple weeks ago, the little self against the big self. And I'm going to talk about it again because I can't say enough of it, enough to you about it. Because it's the thing, that ego self is what gets you in trouble. That little I gets you in lots of trouble. That's why this intuitive self must be developed. Because if it's not developed and really allowed to take you to the higher dimension of yourself, you'll find yourself in another lifetime doing the same kind of work that you're doing right now on another scale, another possibility for yourself. Get yourself ready to advance in spiritual knowledge, because there's many dimensions that are still here to be developed and understood. Many, many, many. So don't shortchange yourself. Do not do that to yourself. Love yourself enough to say, I am going to develop my higher self. This lower self doesn't know crap. And you have to be that determined and that courageous to know that your happiness is within you. It will never be outside you, because outside is this part that wants another material thing or another relationship, or please make me happy. Oh, happy. How can happiness come out there? You've been trying it and it isn't working. So come with me. Go within. Find your true happiness. Find peace of mind, contentment, joy, detachment from the third dimension. It's the only way to go. We have to detach ourselves. We have to develop our intuition. And that intuition will help us to detach ourselves. Go to those spiritual power tools. They're an important part of supporting your higher self. I use them and use them and use them throughout the many years. And that's why I've developed the spiritual power tools to help you, to give you the education you need to move out of the third dimension. It worked for me. It will work for you. But it will take your energy and your time. And you can say, oh, good. Oh, it's a great book. I read it in an hour. I've had so many people say, oh, it was so interesting. I read it in an hour. You may read it in an hour, but you're going to be working with those tools the rest of your life, one way or another. If you will let them work you, you will develop that intuition. You will develop a lot of the spiritual strength that you need to take this journey. I told you, we're going up into the mountains. We are going to the mountain, on top of the mountain, to the next dimension of being. And we have to have the strength to do it. You can't climb a mountain unless you learn to breathe the air at the top of the mountain. And it's fine, fine air. And it's beautiful. But you have to have the strength, the courage, the devotion to climb that mountain. Any mountain climber will tell you that it takes a lot of courage to climb that mountain, a lot of strength to learning to do all the things that a mountain climber has to learn to do. Well, you are a spiritual mountain climber. That's who you are. You are a spiritual mountain climber. And I support you in climbing that mountain to your higher self. My God, it can look over the whole universe. It can look over the whole universe, and it's not stuck in a limited self. But it's going to take all the courage that you have to climb that mountain, but the reward will be great. I can remember crying about, oh, I have to give up this little thing. And my teacher hit me over the head, if you will, and said, look it, you're giving up nothing at all. When you get to the top of this mountain, Miss Jane, you're going to say, oh my God, I was crying over that little teeny thing that I had thought I had to give up. When I can see the whole universe, I can understand the way God thinks, the energy, the view from the higher dimension, which is so much more encompassing and so much more understandable than my little tiny self that was crying over a little tiny thing. But I thought I lost everything when I lost that little tiny thing. When I only found out I had to lose that little tiny thing in order to gain something bigger and better. So I challenge you again, and I will challenge you every single video to work on your higher self. I will give you the energy, the power, and the strength to open up those channels within you so that you can be your own spiritual teacher within you. Yes, yes, I empower you. I empower you to find yourself. That's the only way you could own it, is to know it for yourself. Experience God at whatever level that you are spiritually capable of experiencing. And God will take your hand. The energy of this universe will take your hand, take your beingness. When I say hand, I mean your beingness. And raise it to a higher level, to understand more, to appreciate your fellow man more. Because love is the answer. And there is no question. Love is always the answer. Love yourself. Support yourself. And move forward. You've got some homework to do. Always. Believe me, if you're listening to my videos, you've got homework. And you will find out just how much you're willing to do. When the row gets a little bit tight, you have to stick to it. Stay focused. God is in you, supporting and helping you. Don't let this opportunity move away from you. You're going to just be back in another lifetime trying to do this. Take the advantage today. Do your meditations. Do your journaling. And in the spiritual power tools, I talk about journaling and why it's so important. And I'm not addressing that today, but you look through that book and you find that chapter and you figure out for yourself what you need to do in journaling. Oh well, I guess I've said enough for today, for this week. Every once in a while I get on the bandwagon and I poke you and I try to poke something into your consciousness to awaken you to your next phase. I love you. I love you with all my heart. And I care. I care about your spiritual desires. And I support them with my whole beingness, as I was supported by other masters that helped me move through my limited self. And I am so grateful to them. And I pass it on to you. I pass it on to you. And I'm grateful that you are part of my spiritual journey. Have a wonderful week and rededicate yourself one more time. And through the weeks to come, I will be asking you to rededicate yourself again. A commitment after commitment. Thank you. Bye for now.
In this lesson, Jane has made it abundantly clear that we are responsible for our own happiness. Also, happiness does not exist outside ourselves, but within. Over and over and over again, Jane stressed that in order to go beyond our ego self, we must advance in spiritual knowledge. And when we advance in spiritual knowledge, we will know peace of mind, joy, contentment, and detachment from the third dimension. We are here to support your commitment to moving beyond third dimensional consciousness and into fourth dimensional consciousness. So please join us every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for our support for your journey gathering. Please note, additional information is listed in the chat area below. Thank you for your wonderful and gracious gifts to the center. These gifts allow us to continue this work of expanding consciousness for the upliftment of all humanity. Additional information is noted in the chat area below. This is our time when we come together in the silence of our being. So if you're comfortable, just close your eyes. Know that you're supported by the chair you're sitting in. There is nothing outside of yourself. To be concerned about, to think about. Whatever chatter is in your mind at this time, just let it go. Let it float away. We are moving into the silence of our being. There is nothing outside of ourselves. That interests us. Happiness exists within. This spiritual journey that we're on empowers us to go beyond our little I, our ego self. We no longer find joy in the opposites. We choose to rest. In the joy and contentment of fourth dimensional consciousness. We are open to a new experience of spiritual freedom. To the new understandings of universal consciousness, true knowledge, we are open to our intuitive guidance in every moment. We are observers of self. We are moving into the new realm of fourth dimensional understanding. One step at a time. A new awareness that the Center for Enlightenment is within each and every one of us. And we are grateful. Amen. And when you're comfortable, just open up your eyes. Just take a just take a deep breath. And thank you so much for being with us today at the Center for Enlightenment. And we look forward to being with you again next week. Bye now.